And we welcome you back to the second part of our DeMello's on the Water podcast. My name is Norm Karkos. Pleasure to have you back with us here. Today we're speaking about the DeMello family and its community-minded strategy over the course of 5 decades or so. And we're talking about the strategy with charitable organizations over the years. The DeMello family has been involved with many charitable organizations well over 50 years. And one of the more prominent names over the last couple of years has been Furniture Friends. We're being joined today by the executive director of Furniture Friends, Jen McAdoo, as well as Steve DeMello, who is a well-known person in the DeMello family and in the state of Maine, for that matter, for well over 5 decades here. Steve, thank you for joining us right now. If you could, comment first of all about the DeMello family's community-minded strategy with the charitable organizations and Furniture Friends more specifically, and how you became involved with them.
Sure. We've been supporting many community charities for years. My dad started a long time ago. As soon as he got his business off the ground, he gave back immediately after. So it's something that was ingrained in us, the second generation, and we've continued. Being introduced to Furniture Friends was, an easy sell for us. My family, we all said, yeah, these folks are providing a great service to folks in need. So that was an easy agreement by all of us.
Before we go on, so let's backtrack a little, Jen. Jen McAdoo, the executive director of Furniture Friends. What exactly is Furniture Friends? Tell us about the evolution, how it came about, and its beginnings, I guess its humble beginnings, if you will.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Norm. Furniture Friends has roots in the community going back to the late 1990s. It was started by a group of social workers who were working with clients with physical and mental disabilities, and in the course of their case management found that they had furniture needs as well. So being good social workers, they'd collect the furniture, deliver it to their clients, and reload and repeat. And that wasn't very sustainable, so the efforts went dormant. And then around 2012, another group gathered out of concern for the immigrants that were moving into our community and trying to meet their needs. So from that, the two groups got together, and that was really the beginning of Furniture Friends in 2012. And we are a furniture bank that provides anyone who lacks the financial resources to purchase furniture on their own in the greater Portland area.
And I was going to ask you, as a nonprofit, what makes this so special, but you've kind of answered that. If you could just elaborate on what does make this so special and so unique, nobody else really has anything remotely close to this wonderful concept here in this area, let alone in the region.
You know, I'm glad you used the word magical, because I think there's a lot of that in the work that we do. Last year, Furniture Friends served over 550 families, providing them with things like beds to sleep on, dining tables to eat their meals from, and couches to sit on after a long day at work. We have 5 staff, 3 of them are part-time, and we absolutely could not do all that without the help of volunteers and partners who donate furniture, as well as financial supporters to make that happen. Mm-hmm. The furniture ebbs and flows in our warehouse in Westbrook, but somehow at the end of the day, we make it work. And we're really grateful for partners like Steve and DeMillo's for helping us do all that we do.
And Steve, talk about how DeMillo's has become very involved with Furniture Friends. You've held functions, fundraisers at the restaurant, financial donations. First of all, you know, let's talk about that. You just felt there was a need to do this. You heard about this, and you said this is going to be a natural fit for us. And actually, you just feel like it's the right thing to do.
Sure, and like a lot of the charitable organizations that we support, you know, it's the right thing to do, but you know, there's a limit on the amount of monies we can put towards these different efforts, and every group is deserving. I think the way this was presented, what I liked about it is it allowed other people to be involved with volunteering with moving furniture, accepting furniture, receiving furniture, and donating furniture. So pretty much anybody you know has furniture that needs to be moved on or retired, and but still good quality stuff, and again, it's helping people in need.
Jen, why? What is it about the Furniture Friends that has kept the community, I guess, safer? That's a good word we want to use here. You kept the community safer by providing these materials that will help a person create a new home and really rebuild their lives. It's so important.
That's a really good question. And the way that I would answer it is to say, having a house isn't enough to provide stability to a family in need. They need to feel stable in that house and feel safe and secure. And so having basic needs like furniture, like a bed to sleep on where they can get a good night's sleep to prepare them for the challenges that they're dealing with during the day, that's a real critical component of providing that stability and giving people the resources to help them move forward in their lives.
So you have a remarkable warehouse in Westbrook. I've been in it. It's very impressive. How has this grown so rapidly over the years here, I guess is the question.
It has grown significantly. In 2012, we served 32 households. And like I said, last year, we served 554. So that in and of itself is significant. But as the word gets out about Furniture Friends, as people find out about the good work that we do, people are relying us as a resource for their used furniture. And so our warehouse right now is stacked to the gills. It's amazing. But that means that we're on track to serve over 600 families this year.
So what are some of the key needs right now, Furniture Friends? Who needs this? What are we looking at for, I guess there's a targeted demographic for this. But it's pretty much anybody. It could be the person you least expect.
Absolutely. So all of our clients lack the financial resources to be able to purchase furniture on their own, but they're not people who have never had a home. Something happened that caused them to be in financial distress. So people who have struggled with long-term homelessness or substance use or physical or mental disabilities. And there are many immigrants who are new to Maine and starting their lives over. So it's really anyone in financial need.
Mm-hmm. Steve, when you hear about these numbers, are you just amazed by the number of pieces of furniture that's donated? I guess as we go back and backtrack here, the number of people that are in need for furniture as well?
Sure. Eye-opening, mm-hmm. You know, unless you sure. Immerse yourself in it, you're not going to know the people in need in the community. The amount of furniture or the donations and how the organization has grown has been, pleasing to see that it's efficiently, you know, moving the furniture into people's houses or people's homes that need it. And, I think one of the more important aspects of Furniture Friends for DeMillo's, for my family, was the explanation about that it's not just about the furniture, it's completing these folks, completing their family sometimes. I mean, if they don't have, a table to eat on, a place to kids to do homework, then things are not complete and kids are not able to thrive unless they've got a complete home.
Yeah, and that really makes sense because, Jen, we know it starts from the home, and if somebody doesn't have a bed to sleep on, couch to sit on, table to eat their dinner or their breakfast on, that's just, it almost snowballs.
Well, try sleeping on your living room floor for a week and see how you function at work during the day. Mm. And I think that'll give you a quick idea of what it's like to be without those necessary resources.
Yeah. How also does it protect our environment, I guess, by eliminating the need to destroy mattresses, tables, chairs, you're trashing them, burning them? This is going into recycling into a much more positive light as opposed to just taking it to your local landfill station here.
Absolutely. Even though many of us come from away, mm-hmm. I think we all share a great environmental ethic of wanting to preserve the natural resources that are around us. And we all want to, use up the things that we have before we throw them out. But sometimes we have the luxury of redecorating, getting a new couch, getting a new dining table. and the old one's perfectly good and not really sure what to do with it. So this provides a second life to that unneeded furniture and provides it to people who really can benefit from it without having it go to the landfill or the incinerator or just out on the street.
What are the key needs with furniture right now? Is anything more in dire need than anything else, or is it, you know, thank you for anything and everything that we can get at this given point?
So Furniture Friends focuses on essential household furniture, and we always need beds. But other items are needed as well, things like bureaus, dining tables, couches, lounge chairs. We have a list on our website for people who are curious, and much more information about what we can and can't accept.
So on your website, who exactly donates, and what does the furniture go to? I guess is it an average person who can donate? I mean, and what does this actually go to? Which, you know, there are family specifics, or is it best putting a family into a certain need with a certain piece of furniture here?
So just looking at the donor side of things, anybody can donate furniture to us. We're limited in our ability to pick up furniture. We only have one box truck and part-time staff and a bunch of volunteers to help us do that. So we make the rounds throughout Greater Portland and pick up at people's homes. So if you had an old couch that you wanted to get rid of, you would log it in online and someone would contact you and schedule that pickup. The DeMillos provide a great example where we've received many dining tables and dining chairs, and so we bring a crew down here and load up the truck and store it at our warehouse in Westbrook.
And that makes sense. I mean, you have dining tables and dining chairs, which, you know, kind of go out of circulation from a business perspective, so this only makes sense. And you must have been in that warehouse. It's certainly mind-boggling, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really recycling at its best. Yeah. I mean, another use of these chairs we're sitting in right now is just ideal.
Yeah. What do you do to continue to get the word out? I mean, you utilized the chairs and recycling the chairs, but what do you continue to do on a regular basis, DeMillos, to help get the word out to Furniture Friends as well?
Well, to try to keep Furniture Friends top of mind awareness when I'm talking to people and we're talking about helping out in the community. Mm-hmm. So it's right at the top of my list. We have other organizations that we support passionately also. Mm-hmm. But this is one that just about everybody can embrace.
It impacts everyone's life for the most part. How many families have been served, I guess, Jen, on a yearly basis, and I guess over the course of time? I guess these numbers are just kind of, people would probably be surprised when they hear these numbers.
Okay, so you're going to force me to do some math really quick. We've been in business about 7 years, and we've served close to 3,000 families in that time.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Impressive.
Yeah.
So what does the furniture look like? What do we talk about when you go in there? I mean, what are we looking at? Steve's mentioned some of the chairs from DeMillos here. What does the furniture look like?
So we respect our clients and the needs that they have. And so just because you don't need it anymore doesn't mean that somebody else is going to want it. So we say thanks, but no thanks to things that are ripped or stained or the cat has taken advantage of, you know, using it as a scratching post. And we really try and keep good quality items in stock that people would be happy to have in their homes.
Now, is this a statewide effort? Is this just focused in Southern Maine, or is it statewide? I mean, if somebody's listening to us from the northern part of the state and like, well, this, you know, our family may be in need of this. We want to get in touch with Furniture Friends. Is that feasible as well, too?
Another great question, because as we know, need exists across our state. But currently, our capacity is only enough to allow us to focus in the greater Portland area. Mm-hmm. So we're limited to meeting need here, but we know that there are needs in many other communities across the state.
So take us to the rest of 2019 and next year. What is the future for Furniture Friends? How can this continue to grow? How can people get involved? What do they do to help donate and provide and to eliminate taking a couch to the incinerator or to the local transfer station and help benefit those in need on a daily basis?
There are lots of ways that people can help Furniture Friends meet the ongoing demand in our communities. Certainly, people can sign up to volunteer. We always need people to help us pick up donated furniture or deliver it to our clients. If you're not the type of person who's able to lug furniture, that's okay. We have other volunteer needs as well. You can sign up on our website, as I mentioned previously, to donate furniture. And even better, if you can bring it to us, that's always helpful. And then lastly, and maybe most importantly, we need financial donors, people to help us keep the lights on in our warehouse, to help fill our gas full of our trucks full of gas, and pay for the few staff that we do have.
And it's a matter of getting in contact with you. If I'm living in Westbrook or someplace in Standish and I want to donate, the trucks go there. So those donations help to pay for just the little things, I guess.
Absolutely, yeah. We have to pay rent on our warehouse, and we have salaries for our staff and moderate expenses.
Steve, final thoughts from you. As you mentioned, one of the many donations that the DeMello family works with, one of the newer ones. I know this has opened a lot of eyes and a lot of people here with the basic needs and the basic necessities of furniture, things like we may not think about every day. But from here on out, where does the DeMello family go to continue to help out with Furniture Friends?
Well, I guess my first thought is that when it was presented to us, one of my family members said, "Wow, how can we take on another charitable effort? It's just going to dilute the rest of them." But you know what? We always seem to find some extra money to help out these organizations, and this was appealing to. Furniture Friends has been appealing to everybody I've spoken to, including my family.
Mm-hmm. Jen, any final thoughts on Furniture Friends? Anything you want to address with the website? Go to the website. You want to promote the website?
Certainly. For people who are interested in finding out more about Furniture Friends or interested in volunteering or donating, whether it's furniture or money, you can go to our website at furniturefriends.org. And you can also find out how to be in regular contact with us. But I'd also, before we close, I'd like to provide our deep gratitude to Steve and the DeMello family for taking on Furniture Friends as a charitable partner. I think the DeMellos really set a high bar for what it means to be a partner in the community. And Steve has been a financial supporter of Furniture Friends for many years. When we moved into our warehouse and took on the additional expense of regular rent, Steve was right there to help us. He's provided resources from the restaurant to help families in need, and he's helping us get the word out in other communities. So I think this is what it means to be a partner, and we're grateful for all your efforts.
Well, Jen McAdoo, Executive Director of Furniture Friends, and Steve DeMello, of course, of DeMello's on the Water. Thank you both for joining us here in the second of our DeMello's on the Water podcast. Best of luck, Jen, with Furniture Friends, and Steve, we'll speak with you next time as we continue our series with DeMello's on the Water podcast here. I'm Norm Karkos. Thank you for joining us.